Are you at the feet of Jesus? I am.
That's the question. Are you at the feet of Jesus? Sometimes I ask myself, if I was there physically during Jesus' ministry all those years ago, would have the word been more powerful?
How blessed they were to be there to listen to Jesus.
But then I have to answer myself by saying that if we don't see Jesus physically, God, it forces us to see the spiritual side of his word.
Hmm. Remember? He said to them, blessed are your eyes.
Yeah.
Because you are seeing what many wanted to see and could not see it.
Mm.
Blessed are your ears. You are hearing what many wanted to hear and couldn't hear. That's what Jesus said to them in Matthew 16:13. It has been given to you to know the secret of the mystery of the kingdom of God. But others, I speak to them in parable.
Hmm. And, you know, heaven and earth will pass away. But Jesus said, my words will not pass away. Do we know the value of the word of God? That's what we have to ask ourselves.
You say this. Now, I will not let you go. Say it again. You say it?
Jesus said that heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away.
This means God has not withdrawn his word.
Mm.
God has not revoked his promises. The word is now. Today, if you believe. That's what Jesus said to you.
Amen.
So, let's listen to our teacher. John chapter 6, verse 45. They shall be taught by God.
Mm.
Our teacher is Jesus.
And that's why this is ministry is called the University of God.
Of the Holy Spirit, not man, God. Because everything we say comes from the teacher, Holy Spirit. Jesus said, don't call anyone your teacher. You have only one teacher, Rabbi, Jesus. Do you believe that God can teach you today? God is teaching us. The Bible says, you who preach, why can't you preach to yourself? You who teaches, why can't you teach yourself?
Yeah,
God is teaching us. We never prepare anything. God will give us message, and he's the one that gives inspiration, expression. That's why we believe that the Bible came through the mouth of the Holy Spirit, through his prophets.
We have to ask ourselves, how can we communicate with God that we cannot see physically with our eyes?
Hmm.
It has to be in spirit and truth. Therefore, prayer is not a human language. Prayer is a spiritual language. And I think many of us, we have not truly understood the power of prayer or truly grasped what prayer is. I mean, it's a communication between God and his children.
Wait, I don't allow you to continue talking like this. You say prayer is a spiritual
language. A spiritual language.
And you're absolutely right. Why?
Because God is spirit.
Because you're talking to God, not to man.
Mm.
And God is spirit, as you rightfully say. So if God is spirit and I'm living in the natural, how can I pray and have the assurance that God, who is spirit in the spirit, has answered my prayer? Because how can I relate with him?
That's the greatest miracle, actually. And it reminds me of what Prophet T.B. Joshua says, that the greatest achievement on earth is to pray as God wants us to pray.
Hmm.
And truly, good. I think it is the greatest achievement. Because
wait, you know me. You can't say word and go back. The greatest achievement is to pray loud.
God wants us to pray.
That's the question. Mm. How does God want me to pray? That's the question. What's the meaning of that? Means we have a different formula to pray.
Mm.
That there is a standard of prayer. God wants believers to pray. What is that prayer? The prayer of faith.
Mm.
What is the prayer of faith? Prayer in the power of the Holy Spirit.
It's true. It's the prayer of faith which heals the sick. It's the prayer of faith which sets the captives free. It's the prayer of faith which brings that answer. But the question is, so many prayers are offered with almost no faith. And yet we still say it's prayer. So many times I think what we call prayer, we say these words to be heard by humans and not by God.
How do you know that when you pray, okay, how can you discern that when you listen to somebody praying, that, you know, this person, is he praying to God or is he praying to a man? Or is he praying just to scatter the seed? And if I ask you a question, I know many of us, we have prayed this morning. Hmm?
Mm.
Can you tell me what you have prayed this morning? Do you remember what you have prayed for? That's the question. Do you remember? Or we just routinely express words, fill the air and close it and leave. That's not prayer. That's what he said, that millions of prayers are offered every day.
Perhaps without faith.
What's the difference between a prayer of faith and a prayer of routine?
A prayer of faith will spring from a spiritual need within you to connect to God.
How do we know it's a spiritual need? When people pray, how do we know the source of why people are praying?
It's only God that can know that.
Good. But sometimes by listening to the utterances of the people, you will immediately know they pray out of necessity.
Mm.
You pray, okay, I'm sick. Oh Lord, heal me, heal me, heal me. Who tells you that God wants to heal you now? God, I need money, breakthrough, I need this. What is God's mind on the matter of your prayer? The power of prayer, how do we know the power of prayer? We know the power of prayer by the result of that prayer. Means I come to God with my prayer, with my petition, with full assurance that God is alive, listening to me. And when I pray, I have the answer that God has said yes to my prayer or not. Because it's a conversation. I'm speaking to God about my needs or whatever. I'm talking to God. And when I stop praying, and that's where the issue is, when I pray, God listens. But when I stop praying, God talk to me. Okay? Ruth spoke, and I spoke, right? And sometimes we stop. But if you speak at the same time, how can we hear each other? It's impossible. No? Ruth, go ahead. I'm listening. That's prayer. I talk, I keep quiet, and I listen to the answer. We know how to send our petition. We are very good at that. But what we need to know is to stop and allow God to speak to us.
Mm.
We need to sit back in silence and listen to what God has to say.
I also think that preparing our heart for prayer is as important as prayer itself, because if our heart is not in the right place before we pray, how can God hear that prayer? Because when we come to God with our words, with our lips, he listens to our heart. He listens to what our heart is saying. So the question is, what is your heart saying right now? Are you saying words with your mouth that don't have the agreement of your heart?
Remember the foundation, Prophet TB Joshua laid down. He said, prayer is not right if it does not spring from faith. Let me repeat it again.
Mm.
Prayer is not right if it does not spring from faith. What's the meaning of that?
So how can we know if prayer springs from faith or not?
Yes, but you see, prayer is not right in the sight of God if it doesn't spring from faith. Mm. What is faith? How do we define faith?
A heart that believes God in every single situation.
Yes, but how do we know the heart believes? Don't forget, God said, my righteous shall live by faith, Romans 1:17.
It's an unshakable confidence in God's yet unfulfilled promises.
How do we live by faith? That's my question to you. Everybody listen. How do we live by faith? We live by faith when we recognize our union with God in the spirit. Because prayer is the relationship.
And that relationship is a spiritual relationship.
So recognize means I must be spiritually inclined.
Mm.
Because I'm talking to God, who is a spirit, in the spirit. So if I speak to man, man listens to my voice through his ears. But God does not listen to the words of man. You said rightfully that the language of the Bible, language of God, means the language of the Bible. God said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, can Ruth lead for us? Matthew chapter 15, verse 8, we are here to help people to set their faith right in order to have access to the throne of grace.
Matthew 15, verse 8.
Yes.
These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
Say it again.
These people draw near to me with their mouth and honor me with their lips, but their heart is far from me.
We draw to God with our mouth and honor him with our lips, but our hearts far from God. And that is where the trouble is. Mm. God is not listening to my mouth. He's listening to my heart.
What is your heart saying?
And that is the key. Who is praying? Your mouth or with your heart? That's what the Bible says. Faith is in two places. In my heart.
I believe.
In my mouth.
I confess.
I mean, there's a link between the two. That is the first thing. God first looks at my heart, listens to my heart to confirm the word of my mouth. Do I really believe what I say? Okay, if we are honest with ourselves, many of us has prayed this morning. Let's pray. We even forget we have prayed. We even don't remember what we have prayed for.
That means,
how can you expect an answer if you don't remember what you have said?
Exactly. When the answer comes, how do we know it's the answer when we forgot what we asked for?
This means sometimes when we open our mouth, we can speak things we don't mean. We just speak, we fill the air, we say words, and we forget and go. That is not faith. Faith is to expect an answer from God. If I pray to God and I believe that God is listening and he answers, I expect the answer to, oh my Lord, to my prayer. That is faith. If God sees you pray and you are waiting for answer from him, the answer will come. But if God sees you pray, just to pray like the Pharisee, and leave the go say, nothing will come because your heart is not ready. It's your mouth. And our heart did not come to God. Now, we can confess the word. We can pray saying words. We can claim the promises of God. But after, we forget. This means we are not expecting any answer. So how can we define prayer? To pray is to take hold of God's promises by faith. I repeat. To pray is to take hold. To take hold of God's promises by faith. I take hold of it. Will I take hold of something I do not believe? Believing with the heart is to possess. Because I believe, I take hold, may call it appropriating faith. If the promise is real, I want to appropriate the promise, I take hold of it. How do I take hold of it? By believing with the heart. Yes, it is for me. I believe it is true. I trust God will answer me. So, how do we pray in that case? You may be opening your mouth to pray to God, right? It's not bad. But after you open your mouth, how do you sit back in silence and listen to the answer? That is where the problem is. You close your mouth and you pray. And you wait for the answer. How do I achieve that? I close my mouth and I bring my heart. Now, I engage my heart to God. What does this mean? After I pray, I ask for something, the promise of God. After prayer, I continue to meditate on the word of God. To meditate in my heart on what I've prayed for. The heart will get ready, the mind will be ready to receive answer from God. I pray, I express my prayer. Now I should be in an attitude of faith, attitude of heart to receive answer from God. My heart continue to pray. My heart continue to remember, I ask this for God. Begin to thank God for my prayer. This prayer. You meditate on what you have prayed for, what you have asked, until the answer comes from your heart. When you do that, you are setting your heart and your mind on God, to waiting for the answer. That's how we wait in faith for the answer.
And that's how prayer actually does change us. You know, because prayer changes us and faith changes things. Faith causes things to happen because it provokes the power of God.
I'm coming.
But prayer changes us. How? Prayer changes us because we take our focus off us, off our problem. And like you said, after the prayer, it doesn't stop there. You continue meditating on that prayer that you've prayed and thank God for answering the prayer. And when you're doing that, what are you doing? You're concentrating, you're focusing on your spiritual connection with God. So therefore, you're not focused on what is natural. You're not focused on your flesh. You're not focused on the situation around you, but you're focused on heavenly things. And that is the power of prayer. It's taking your eyes, your focus, your heart off of the things of this world and putting them onto God.
Prayer is the acknowledgement that there is a superior realm
which controls the visible and invisible world.
Okay, which control visible and invisible. What does this mean? After I pray to God, I sit back in silence to listen to what God has to say. I begin to engage my heart. I begin to meditate in my heart. When you say, oftentimes we say that prayer changes things. It is not entirely true. Prayer changes me. Faith causes things to happen. So what's the meaning of that? My situation may trigger me to pray, which is normal. But do I know God's opinion on the matter before I pray? God sent Jesus to the cross of Calvary. The disciples were shocked. Everybody ran away because death was coming. Peter said, no, don't go. Jesus said, get behind me, Satan. Jesus walked towards the cross because he knew it was the Father's will. At Gethsemane, he prayed and God revealed the purpose of the cup. Let your will be done. And he went to the cross. But do we really have a full understanding of the reason why God wanted Jesus to go to the cross? Jesus never went to the cross for himself. He went to the cross for you and I. For what purpose? For redemption. Why? Because God knows that the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. We have no willpower to overcome sin. We need a mediator. We need a helper. Jesus came to be our redeemer. In everything, there is a purpose of God. Before I pray, do I know the mind of God on the matter? That's the key. The mind of God means the will of God in the matter. Ruth said, prayer changes my focus. What can change my focus? Okay, I'm sick. Lord, it's painful. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. God knew that I was about to take an action or to go somewhere. If I go there, something will happen to me. That can be very terrible for me. God said, how can I stop blessing from going there? He so decided to go there. If you go there, okay, let me allow blessing to have a headache or something. That stop blessing from going there. So that's the one to go. Lord, help me remove this. Heal this. God will not answer me. It's an unchangeable event. He has a purpose beyond what I can see. So it is important for me to know the mind of God in my situation before I pray. How will I achieve that? That's the prayer of heart. Bringing your heart to God is to meditate. Meditation is a prayer of your heart. When I engage, when you meditate, meditation starts the development of the process of the mind of God on the inside of you. I repeat it. Meditation starts the development of the process of the mind of God on the inside of you. What does this mean? When I sit back in silence and begin to meditate because I want to know the mind of God and the will of God. What happened when I meditate? Because I'm facing a situation bigger than me, or I'm facing a situation which I lack understanding. So I need God to open my eyes to reveal to me his purpose on this situation.
So can you break down meditation? I mean, when you say meditation, you mean once you've prayed, you now meditate on the word of God. You turn it over in your heart.
Okay.
You repeat it in your spirit. Can you break it down for people? Because people keep asking us this question.
I read my Bible. Or I have a dream. I have a revelation. Or I ask something to God. Now I want to know what is the will of God on the matter? I need God's opinion on the matter. What's the process now? When I come to God for a certain matter to pray, and a situation that overwhelmed me, I begin to engage my heart to meditate for God to reveal to me his mind, his position on the matter. So the first step is to engage my heart to close my mouth. That is it. Off on the outside, on the inside. How can I achieve that? God is in the spirit, as Ruth said in the beginning. Me too, I have to be in the spirit. Which part of me can connect to the spirit? Not my body, but my heart, my spirit, my conscience is the only means of connecting to God in the spirit. Since God is spirit, means there's no way I can pray right without the help of the Holy Spirit. That's where meditation comes from. When the Spirit of God comes to my help, then the process of meditation starts. When the Holy Ghost comes and see I want to know something beyond my understanding, the Spirit of God come to my heart to rescue me, to help me to understand the mind of God in the present.
So that's what it means when the Bible says that the Holy Spirit prays through us, right?
Within us.
Within us.
We don't know how to pray. Romans 8, 26, 27. The Spirit intercede. What is the groans. Intercession? When the Spirit of God sees you groaning, means you are pondering in your heart to know something beyond the natural, he will come to your rescue. When the tall angel came to Mary and said, hey, this child, Jesus, he's the Son of God. He will save of Israel. Simeon came to the temple and said mighty things about Jesus. The Bible says, Luke chapter 2, from verse 19, Mary pondered those things in her heart. To meditate is to ponder upon what God has said in your heart, allowing the Holy Ghost to help you to understand the meaning and the application of the word. To pray is to apply the word of God. How can I apply the word of God without the Holy Spirit? I need revelation to apply the right word to my prayer. So when I begin to meditate in my heart, I'm engaging my heart and closing my mouth. So meditation starts the development of the process of God's mind on the inside of me. What does this mean? When I yield my heart in prayer to the Holy Ghost to understand my situation, mean I need to understand something which is the mystery. And mystery demands revelation. The will of God comes to my heart by revelation. We call it the revealing word of God. The will of God is in my heart, not in my mind here. God will put in my heart something which is his will. Now, to pray in accordance to God's word, I need the helper, Holy Spirit. I meditate. Meditation in the word of God is a visit.
With him.
With him. What does this mean? I want to come to God's presence in the realm of the spirit. It takes the Holy Ghost to carry me in the realm of the spirit. So when the Holy Ghost comes on me, first, he will fill me. I'm going to talk about that. When you meditate, you begin to be filled with the Holy Ghost. When you meditate on the word of God, you think about your problem brings doubt. But when you begin to meditate upon the word of God, the infilling of the spirit starts. The extent to which you meditate the word of God, to that same extent, you are filled with the power of God, with the presence of Holy Ghost. And something starts inside of you. Something is developing on inside of you. Something is developing. What is developing? My capacity to believe. The strength. The life. John chapter 1 verse 4. In the word of God, there is life. And life is the light of man. Mean there is light and there is life. Which Jesus said in John chapter 8 verse 12. I am the light of the world. He who follows me will never walk in darkness, but we have the light of life. Light of life. Take note of that.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men.
Yes. Translation. In it there is life, and life is the light of man. What's the connection between light of life? Go to John 8, 12. In the world, there is life, the seed of life, and that life is the light of man. What does it mean?
John 8, verse 12, then mm-hmm. Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. Mm-hmm. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life.
The light of life. What's the meaning of that?
It means that where there is life, there's light, but where there is death, there's darkness.
Okay. What is the light? Light means the light of revelation. Mm.
The Holy Spirit brings life.
He illumines the world with the light of revelation to understand the divine purpose, the divine meaning behind that situation, the mind of God. When the light comes, what happened after light? Conviction will come, faith will come, because we live by faith. I mean, faith needs revelation. The light must come first. When the light comes, tell you, hey, this is my mind on the matter. Okay, when Paul came to ask for healing, the Lord said, my grace is sufficient for you. He knew the mind of God in that situation. He stopped asking for healing. And now what happened? Something strengthened him to endure. Life came. The life of faith. Faith demands revelation. That's the meaning. Faith demands revelation, the light of revelation. After the light of revelation, what comes? You need to understand the reason why God allowed these things to happen. That's the light of understanding. Let me show you one, something that will help us to understand the movement of the infilling of the Spirit. And we have to talk about this. Human spirit fails to pray in righteousness unless you are filled with the Holy Spirit. If you look at this, pause it. I want to explain something here. You can see, human being, we have two natures, human and divine. Our human nature, we can see we have our mind on top, our understanding, our intellect. So we believe what makes us human is our ability to think. But God said, what makes you a child of God is your ability to have faith in your heart. So on top is our human understanding, our limited understanding, our intellect. When we face situations beyond our understanding, we are overwhelmed. We don't know what to do. Now, the things of God, the mind of God, is not something natural. It is spiritual. That's what we're saying. The prayer is spiritual, right? Mm. The question is, where will I go? Should I run to man? If I run to man, man will only tell me his mind. I will still remain on the top of mind, man's mind. But the things of the spirit are indistinct. I must be spiritually inclined. I must be in the spirit. Which part of me is in the spirit? What do you call heart or spirit? Down, down, down. You can see the yellow line. On top, human nature. On down, deep inside, that's your heart, that's your spirit. That's the realm of revelation. Down, heart, spirit is revelation. That's the life you're talking about. Mm. On top is my mind, my intellect, and my situation. So if I pray out of my mind, if I pray my own words out of my mind, I may not express the will of God. The will of God is down in your heart. Down, 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 down. So how will I be able to enter the Spirit and understand the will of God? That's where the Holy Ghost will come. When I meditate, I'm engaging my heart because I want to understand something beyond my mind. So I stay in the attitude of meditation. I close my mouth because I'm not speaking to a man. But in my heart, I'm talking to God. When Hannah came to Shiloh, 1 Samuel chapter 2, nobody heard any word. That's why Prophet Elisha taught us, take more of me, give me more of you. Mm. Nobody should hear any words because you're not talking to man, you're talking to God. Engage your heart. Meditation is the prayer of the heart.
Just write that down. Meditation is a prayer of the heart. So after you've prayed, that prayer doesn't stop there. It continues. And that's the only way that we can actually fulfill the command given to us to pray without ceasing. Prayer without ceasing doesn't mean we should continue to talk and continue to say the same words or continue to speak.
Thank you so much.
Prayer without ceasing means that it's the prayer that our heart is making, and it's not something we can do by ourselves. It's when the Holy Spirit comes into us and takes up that prayer in our heart. So that's when the Spirit prays through us. So all these things, you can't understand it or explain it on a natural level. That's why we have that diagram there. So you can see that there's two different levels. There's the natural mind and understanding, and there's heart, which is where the revelation of the Spirit is.
So prayer is not saying words. If I speak my own mind, I may likely speak my own words. So it means I want to know not my mind, but the mind of God, the mind of Christ. That's why Paul says the natural man in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14, 15, 16. The natural man cannot understand the things of the Spirit because he cannot understand them. They're spiritually discerned. The realm of revelation is the realm of discernment. It is in your heart, in your spirit, in the lower level you see here. So this means I need help. From whom? That's why Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to the church. The church pray in the power of the Holy Spirit. At Pentecost, Jesus made a promise. Tarry in Jerusalem till you receive power from on high. Right? Because they believe the instruction of Jesus, they stay in the upper room praying, expecting Jesus to send the promise. They knew that Jesus is faithful and true and reliable. Don't forget the persecution was at its climax at that time, Jesus being just crucified. So they were in the upper room locking all the doors in fear of persecution, but they never left Jerusalem in the midst of fear, waiting in the upper room because the one who spoke was faithful and true. They believed that whatever Jesus said, he would do. So they waited in faith, believing until the promise came from heaven. When the Holy Ghost came, the prayer will change immediately. Because we don't know what to ask, what to pray for, he will intercede with groans. That's why when the Holy Ghost comes and fills you, you begin to speak in tongues. You speak the language of heaven. When he fills you, he can give you word to speak. When he fills you, you can prophesy. When he fills you, you can pray in the spirit. When he fills you, you can speak words of life. And that word is the word of God. Whatever you say will come to pass. So the only way to attract the attention of the Holy Ghost to take me to the Spirit and to help me to give me utterances is to engage my heart by meditating. I meditate because I have weakness. I meditate because I'm in great need. What is that need? I need revelation of the mind of God. I cannot achieve that without the Holy Spirit. Until today's church realizes that the heart of man, the spirit of man is a fountain of faith, then we see the need to call the Holy Ghost to help us. This is the fountain.
Say that again because it's so important.
Until today's church, the people of God, you and I realizes that the spirit of man, the heart of man is the fountain of faith. Only then we will see the need of the Holy Ghost in our lives. Jesus said, he who believes in me, rivers of living water will flow from his innermost being. Oh my God, to eternal life. Rivers of living water mean the well he promised will start from deep under. He said to the woman, John chapter 4 verse 10, if you know who is talking to you, you will ask me and I will give you living waters. The water I give you will become springs of living water.
Flowing up.
Flowing up to eternal life.
Eternal life.
Oh my God. It starts inside of you. It overflows on the outside. You can see the picture. As I meditate in the word, the development of the process of the mind of God starts deep inside of my heart. At this level, revelation comes. When revelation comes, Holy Spirit will tell me the mind of God in my heart. Okay, the woman that gave testimony last night, when I face in prayer, something tell me, there's a terrible administration issue, legal issue with this woman. I said, sister, this is very hard to tell me. You have an issue. Say, hey, I have a process, I have a court case. And when you pray that day, God settled it. It's a testimony we just heard. This is what happened. When the Holy Spirit comes, when the word of God dominates your heart, reveal the will of God, and you pray according to that will, God will come on the scene. That's effective prayer. This means we don't know how to pray. The Holy Ghost help us in our weaknesses how to pray. Inspiration, expression. Inspiration will reveal you what is the will of God on the matter. Expression, he will give you a word to pray. At this moment, I have revelation in my heart. This is the mind of God. The heart is called the mind of Christ. That's revelation. But on top is the mind of a human being. It is my mind that obey. It's my mind that lead the body. But unless my mind agree with the revelation in the heart, I will not act faith. At this level, that belief in my heart is dormant. It is inside. So what happened? Until that belief comes to my mind and dominate my mind and renew my mind, then my mind will agree with my heart. Let's continue. I continue to pray because I don't understand. I continue to pray, to meditate, meditate. God, you have said this. What's the meaning of this? You continue to meditate until this Holy Ghost will start on the second level. He will begin to work in your understanding. I mean, he will begin to give you the interpretation of the revelation in the heart.
So what we're seeing is it starts first in the heart.
It starts first at the point of revelation in the heart.
Through the revelation of the Holy Spirit.
And as you continue to meditate on that revelation.
So that is actually the rivers of living water welling
absolutely.
Up.
Absolutely.
It's welling up within us. And when it gets to our understanding, that's when...
rivers of life will flow from your mouth. But before...
And then you can be a blessing to those around you.
But before, the word must dominate your heart, the starting point of faith. Mm. Then we dominate your mind. Now, when the word comes to my mind, what is happening there? This is my understanding of my situation. I'm poor because I don't have any job. That's why I asked for a job. But God telling me, no, you're not poor.
Who told you you are poor?
I allow this to happen.
Yeah.
Because I want you to be this at my time. Oh, Lord, I'm sorry. I didn't know. Okay, I accept. My mind is renewed because I know the revelation in my heart.
And that's what happened to Apostle Paul with the had that thorn in his flesh. Once he received the revelation that my strength is made perfect in your weakness, that this is to protect you from pride, which would separate you from God. Once he received that revelation, then he received peace to be able to continue the work of God. And his perspective changed, and that was so powerful. So I understand what you mean now.
This is what you say. Prayer changes me. Mm. This is the change. My natural human focus is changing because the light of revelation in my heart is changing my mind to know, oh, this is what God wants. So my mind is renewed at the point of spiritual understanding. Mm. Then it's no longer my thought, but the thoughts of God. Then my will, my natural will, my mind, we submit to the will of God. This is Romans chapter 12.
Mm, being transformed, the renewing of the mind.
You see, submit yourself as a living sacrifice. Mm. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind, of your understanding, so you may know the will of God. At this moment, both my heart and my mind are in connection with the will of God. Then I'm ready to obey, to express my body. Then I can speak what God revealed to me. This is prophecy. Okay, God said to you, there's a situation. The word of prophecy comes to your heart. Ruth, tomorrow I want you to take the first plane and go to this place. That's revelation in your heart. Mm. You say, how can this be? I have so many things to do tomorrow. Until God tells, I want you to go there because this person has this problem. I want you to use it to save this person to do this for me. Okay, Lord, I obey. You go and get your ticket. You obey and fly and do what God says to you. That's prophecy. Now, you can see when the heart... the word of God settles in my heart at the point of revelation. That's the mind of God, the will of God. On top, the word of God now settles, renews my mind at the point of spiritual understanding.
So that's when you can see the words can come out of the mouth. Words that can change the situation because it's words in harmony with God's word. It's not your word alone. It has to come from the revelation in your heart that now through meditation continues welling up within you. The Spirit of God welling up within you to overtake your mind, your understanding, and then you can speak out that word that is no longer your own, but backed by the power of God.
This means if your heart and your mind are filled with the word of God, you will speak that word. Mm. This is why the man of God, if your heart and your mind are filled with the holy words of the Holy Spirit, you will speak the word of faith. This is why you can see the agreement between your mind and the heart. So we need to understand the importance. With my heart, I believe. With my mouth, I confess. Mm. So what is happening here? Now, the word of God dominates my heart, dominates my mind, and I begin to speak the word of faith. There is power in my mouth. The belief in my heart is released by faith out of my mouth. Now, this man is praying according to the revelation received by the Holy Spirit. God will say yes to this prayer. Mm. Because you're not praying selfishly, you're praying led by the Holy Spirit. Inspiration being the revelation of the mind of God, down. Expression, Holy Ghost will tell you what to speak. And if you speak in according to the word of God, God will hear your prayers. What can we tell you, dear brothers and sisters? When you have a trouble, when you have a situation, please, after you pray, sit in silence. God dwells in your heart. Begin to meditate on the prayer. Begin to be under God's promises. Trust God will give you an answer. Continue to meditate. Meditate till the Holy Ghost give you a clear light of understanding.
When you say meditate, do you mean repeating in your heart?
Yes.
In your spirit.
Absolutely. That's water the seed, the promise.
Okay. So I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
Okay. Now, you are barren. You cry and God shows you a dream, you hold the baby. You believe that revelation. Oh, you remind God the promise. You believe your dream. You continue. Oh, God show me. I'm fruitful. Thank you, God. You have shown me. It come to pass. I receive it. Yes, this is true. I'm fruitful. The Bible says I'm fruitful. You begin to meditate that in your heart. In your heart. In your heart. That's you expect the promise to come. When the disciples were in the upper room, they were meditating in prayer and supplication, believing the promise come to pass. And the promise came to pass at the right time of God. That's how you stay in the attitude of faith.
So that means whatever you're asked, whatever comes out of your mouth is in line with God's word because your heart is in tune with that word.
Thank you.
So you can't say something which is opposite to that word.
Not only your heart and your mind should be tune. It starts by your heart. But sometimes we have no consciousness of what happened to the heart here.
So that's why our mind needs to be renewed.
Absolutely. And that's the work of Holy Ghost. He starts first here and then he continues to work in the understanding.
And that's so key because today I believe vital. That so many people, our mind is not renewed. And that's why even if the word of God is working in our heart, we don't allow it to get to our mind because we don't continue to meditate on it. So it overcomes our mind, overcomes our thinking process and our negative thoughts. And that's why our mind needs to be renewed.
When you are filled with the word of God, you can be filled with the Holy Spirit. The extent to which you are filled with the word of God, you are filled with the Spirit of life.
And that's
the key.
The difference between someone saying in Jesus' name and nothing happens, and you someone else saying in Jesus' name and God's power shows up on the scene. The difference is not in the physical word, the difference is in the process within the person.
Do you know you can pray and God answer you without uttering a word? And that's the greatest prayer. The greatest achievement on earth is to pray as God wants you to pray. This is the spirit prayer we are talking about. Prayer in the power of the Holy Spirit. When Jesus came on the graveside of Lazarus, the Lord gave thanks to God. But Jesus said, I speak this word, but I want them to hear me. But you can pray in your heart without nobody hears utterances and the answer comes immediately. That's meditation from you.
Someone's asking, man of God, just to clarify, first, I need to pray to ask God's will on the matter.
Yes.
Then after that, I can pray exactly what his answer is.
When the will is revealed, you can pray exactly. Because you want to pray according to the will of God to receive answer. So that's the change you're talking about. If I pray about a certain matter, I need to know what is the will of God on that matter before I pray.
And that's why we need to have the word of God in our heart, because we can't... God will not ever sanction something which is not in line with the scriptures.
Good. That revelation, thank you. That revelation will reset your mind and your belief to know the will of God on the matter. And that's where the strength will come from. So the change we are talking about, your focus will change from your situation to what God wants you to do. So when the Holy Ghost fills you, first of all, it will switch you off from the natural and switch you on the supernatural, on the spirit. You begin to know the will of God in your heart. You're the only one that knows, but nobody knows. You keep quiet. Thank you, Jesus, in your heart. And you begin to smile and say, is not the man about crying here? Why are you keep quiet? Because in your heart, you hear God. Please, the day you understand that your heart is a fountain of faith, that the Holy Ghost dwells in your heart, you don't need to say any word. Your heart is talking and God is talking through you.
That's the intention that God is looking at.
Greatest, greatest, greatest prayer we can ever talk. So you used to see Prophet Joshua do his stretch his hand and people start moving. Without saying, yeah, this man does not speak. He's praying inside our heart. That's the prayer of faith. That's the spirit prayer in the power of the Holy Ghost. The heart is talking to God, but no man hears, but God hears. Can you go to John chapter 15, verse 7?
If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you will ask what you desire and it shall be done for you.
Hallelujah. Say it again. Oh my God, listen to what Jesus said.
If you abide in me.
If you abide in me.
And my words abide in you.
What's the meaning of that? If you abide in my word and the word abide in you, that's what meditation does. Revelation will come and what?
You will ask what you desire.
You will ask what you desire.
And it shall be done for you.
It shall be done for you. Let your will be done. That's why Jesus gave us the Father's prayer. You can see it starts flowing from down. I meditate till God speaks to my heart. Oh, this is my will. At this point, I know the will of God. This is what God say. I continue to meditate. But how does God want me to say? I continue to meditate, and the Holy Ghost renew my mind. Understanding comes. Then my will submit to the will of God, and I begin to move my body, my utterances to obey on the outside. Now I can speak the word of faith. I can activate. The belief in my heart is released out of my mouth by faith. Mm-hmm. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speak. The word that comes out is the word of God. You speak the word of God, believing he will bring it to pass.
And that's the word that works wonders.
And this is the greatest achievement. When you speak word in harmony with God's word,
it works wonders.
Why? Because the word of God in your heart gives you authority in heaven. So whatever you bind here shall be bound in heaven.
When our words are in line or in harmony with God's word, not just on the outside, but on the inside, it has to start from the inside. The word has to dominate our heart. And it's that process of meditation. I think this is such a great revelation for people to see. That process of revelation brings the word, the revelation from our heart to our mind. And once we understand it, once that understanding is there, the work of the Holy Spirit, now we can speak out. And those rivers of living water will now be a blessing to those around us and will create a difference.
So by faith, we learn to fetch help and grace from above, from the Holy Spirit, to give me supernatural ability to do what I cannot do by myself. When the Spirit of God comes, he will give me utterances. He will help me. I will speak as God wants me to speak. I will speak the word of faith, the word of truth, and whatever I say will come to pass. By faith, I fetch help and grace from above to enable me to do what is impossible for me to do. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How? When I meditate, I'm asking the help from heaven. I'm fetching help and grace from above, from heaven. When the grace comes, he will give me supernatural ability to do what is impossible for man to do.
I have no power of my own. I have no power of my own.
That's it.
Holy Spirit, I look upon you. Help me. I have no power of my own.
So, as you said, by faith, we fetch help and grace from above to enable us to do that which is impossible to do. Faith lifts me up above the realm of my own impossibilities and make God's possibility available for me. What is impossible to man is possible with God. That's why we need to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to be in the Spirit and to pray as God wants me to pray. The Spirit of God cries out, Abba Father, naturally will give me words to pray. It will help me to pray in accordance to the will of God. This is the year of growth. We need to grow in the way of the Spirit. This is foundational. That's why we come to repeat it again. If you're a member of the household of faith, go to the Word, meditate, and trust in God. Seek the face of God in your heart. Learn to pray within you and allow God to speak through you. There's one video I want to show you. Watch. I see a tap, and this is the same demonstration between belief and faith. I believe there is water. That's why I have to press the tap to see the water come out. Right? There is water here. That water is hidden in the ground. We call it inner reality. Faith, we don't look by sight, but I believe there's water inside the ground. Because I believe there's water, I act faith on the outside to see the water.
This is what we say, there is power in your mouth. The belief in your heart is released by faith out of your mouth. This means the conviction in my heart, the belief in my heart, the inner reality of the promise, reality of it, inner reality. If I act faith on the outside, faith will release the substance on the outside. And the evidence of things not seen. The substance inside the ground, the water inside the ground, that inner reality, invisible reality, become visible when I express faith on the outside by pressing the button and the water comes out. So, belief in something hidden, I cannot see. You must believe first before you express on the outside and see. I believe there's water. I express faith and the water comes out. So you can see belief is dormant as the water is dormant. But faith is a demonstration, dynamic faith. I demonstrate and the water comes out. It becomes a reality. So belief is a conviction. Faith is a demonstration. I know there is water. I demonstrate the water comes out. Show me your faith. That is it. So a Christian must not only know his faith in his heart, but must demonstrate his faith and it become a visible reality. So what you believe in your heart, I believe Jesus is Lord. I believe Jesus has risen from the dead, that Jesus is right now sitting at the right hand of God. I believe in the hidden promise of the Bible. I believe in my heart and I act faith by confessing it, reality come. That's what the Bible says. When you believe in your heart that God raised Jesus from the dead and you confess with the mouth, salvation become a reality. Holy Spirit become a reality. Faith become a reality. So we should not forget that faith is a tree. First, it starts by the root. The root is what we call belief. Belief is a part of faith that's hidden, while faith is a demonstration on the outside. Action. But you must have belief first. Before. That's why the Bible calls it dynamic faith in the 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 13. I believe, therefore I speak. I believe there's water on the inside, therefore I open the tap and the water comes out. I believe Jesus has risen from the dead. I confess it, I'm saved. It starts first by in conviction. There's a reality I cannot see in a reality. That's what we call substance inside. And now by acting faith, we release a substance on the outside, we see healing, miracle takes place. So the path of belief is between your heart and God. But when you are in the midst of a situation, you release that belief by faith. So faith is greater than belief. So because you can believe, but without expressing by faith, that belief is dormant. If you are a Christian and you are silent, your faith is silent and your God is silent and there is no evidence. But if you express it by faith, we see the evidence on the outside. So, in summary, with our heart, with our spirit, we believe the hidden truth. With faith, we express the truth on the outside and we see the power, the evidence, healing, breakthrough, salvation are the expression of the belief in the heart. Thank you. God bless you in Jesus' name. So believe in your heart and act faith. That's why we said the definition of the book of Hebrew, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It first started by the mere hope. But when revelation come, revelation, you receive vision or you hear God speak to you, it's no longer hope, it's living hope. It becomes substance because you have heard from God. And that substance in your heart will produce what we call conviction. That's the root. Belief. Opinion formed with the heart. I believe it is true. And then I confess it and reality comes. May God bless your soul in Jesus' name. Amen.
So it's really good to actually take time to watch this video in full. The video is called Belief and Faith, What is the Difference? That's the title. But the thumbnail picture says the root of faith.
This message is to help you to know how to believe and how to exercise your faith. Today, we don't know how to believe. We don't know how to express our faith. We don't believe with our mouth, we believe with our heart. And we express faith when we release the belief in our heart out of our mouth. That's why Paul said in Romans chapter 10, verse 6, to 8, he says, the word is in your mouth and in your heart. If you believe that Jesus Christ is Lord, and you believe God raised him from the dead, and you confess with the mouth, salvation come. Mean faith takes place in two. The heart you believe, with the mouth you confess, and faith is both. God bless you. Please read your Bible. Meditate, engage your heart. We continue by the grace of God next time about this issue of meditation. In Jesus' name.
So to summarize the message, meditation is the prayer of the heart. And my heart just drew me right now to Ecclesiastes 5. So let's just read from verse 2. Do not be rash with your mouth, and let not your heart utter anything hastily before God. For God is in heaven, and you are on earth. Therefore, let your words be few. You know, this is all about when we come to God with our words, he listens to our heart. Therefore, whatever we say in the presence of God, if we truly believe God is listening to us, that prayer, those words should be words of faith. Those words should be words in line with the will of God, the Spirit of God. That's why, as we learned in today's message, we need the Holy Spirit to give us the revelation, to light the word in our hearts, to lighten the word in our hearts, to bring the light of revelation, and to start the process of meditation in our spirit. It's the spirit that prays, but we need to keep on meditating on the word of God, turning over again in our hearts, and then it will go all the way up from our heart to our mind. When we understand, then rivers of living water can flow from our mouth to bless those around us. And what we say will truly be in line with the word of God.
So we don't know how to pray. Holy Spirit prays within us and gives us utterances. Last verse, Matthew 10:19. And the closest message to next time. Let's listen to what Jesus says.
Matthew 10 verse 19. But when they deliver you up, do not worry about how or what you should speak.
How? And what you should speak. Two things. Continue.
For it will be given to you.
It will be given to you.
In that hour.
In that hour.
What you should speak.
What you should speak.
For it is not you who speak.
It is not you who will speak.
But the Spirit of your Father.
The Spirit of your Father.
Who speaks in you.
Will speak in you. That is it. The same for prayer. Thank you. Be blessed in Jesus' name.
The power of prayer.